Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
His article up on Infowars.com. It's in red. Feds deploy national spy system of microphones to record conversations. And again, it is in your Scientific Atlantic cable boxes and all the other major ones. Google is watching and listening to you over your computers on record. They have press releases out, so that's not even hidden. But the streetlights and fake transformers have hidden cameras, hidden microphones in them, and you could go look this up. This is actually in hundreds of documents. The point is, it's rolling out everywhere, and everyone's freaking out about a little bit of NSA spying, but this is going on, ladies and gentlemen, across the board, and I want to explain to you, with voice recognition software, to then create a record where it hears who you are, database, clicks, and then creates a map of where you've gone. You say, well, what do I have to hide? Imagine if Hitler had technology like this, or if the communist Soviets would have had it. We have a bad group who didn't ask us and illegally deployed this. And if you can rape someone of their privacy, you can take all the rest of their liberties. That is a quantum level building block of everything. Here's an example. You try to go aim a conal microphone, long range microphone system at the White House. I will guarantee you, if you pulled up with one of those and aimed it at the White House, they would arrest you and claim you were trying to violate national security. Oh, why? Why do you get privacy? Oh, because bad people could do bad things if they knew your privacy. Why do you lock your doors? Why do you close your blinds at night? Because you don't want thieves that come up looking in your house to know where you're at or where you're doing to have the advantage. And you don't do this because you're living in fear. You do it because you're living in... Why does your dog bark when they hear a noise? Because they know to look out. Their instincts have brought them this far. You close your blinds at night so you have privacy. Why does my bathroom have a door on the toilet stall for privacy? See, that's an extremist thing. My toilet should be on my roof with a floodlight over it just to prove I'm not doing bad things. And there should be toilet safety police up on the roof who are, I'm not going to say it, up there making sure that Bin Laden isn't hiding in the toilet bowl. I mean, this is all a total takeover of society. And I was going to say something really bad. Oh, God help me. Almost ran somebody off the road this morning. I haven't had a wreck in like 15 years. And then this weekend, some bicyclist, and I had people in the car with me, was totally wrong, pulled out in front of me, and I bumped him. And then today, I was getting over, and this car was speeding a little bit, but I didn't see it, almost hit it. And they did run off the road. I pulled over to check on them, and they were all right, and they were listeners, both of them, so everything was fine. But, I mean, it's weird how when it rains, it pours. I haven't had a wreck in 15 years, knock on wood. Well, that's not true. There was the case 10 years ago with a tornado blowing us off the road, but a wreck that was my fault in 15 years. So I guess it's been 10 years since I had an accident, and I've had two, well, one, it was last Thursday, actually, I said this weekend, it was last Thursday, and then there was this one today, but that wasn't really an accident. I don't know why I'm saying that, but the point is that I'm just glad that I didn't have a wreck. That's one reason I was laughing, is I'm very happy that I didn't run into this guy. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. On the other side of this quick break, I am your host, Alex Jones. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. The feds and the foreign banks that run them are walking all over our privacy. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
For joining us. We're now into the second hour. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And here's CBS News right now reporting Oregon Healthcare Exchange has yet to enroll a single person. But later we're going to play the video of establishment political wonk, DNC boss Wasserman Schultz says Dems will campaign on Obamacare. And I have her quotes here. That it is a distortion to say that people have been kicked off their health care or that the health care exchanges are not working. So there they are, absolutely, completely, and totally denying reality to everyone. And McClatchy is reporting, news service, more than 50 million to be thrown off. It's now close to 10 million that have now officially been thrown off. But all they've got to do is say you're a conspiracy theorist, because that's what they do. If you say, you know, I think the NSA illegally spying on us is illegal. They're not doing that, conspiracy theorist. There were whistleblowers in the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s. I interviewed most of them. But the media would just say, that's a conspiracy theory, and no one would cover it. And then now so much has come out. At first, oh, Snowden's a traitor. We spy on you for your own good. Now they've got to admit what's going on to a certain extent, but they hope you think it's terror-related and for your own good. No, it came out in the Icelandic parliament last week, and RT picked it up, that the British government was using their spy grid as part of the NSA. It's all one big international system to spy on even individuals trying to get their money out of the banks that were trying to take it to bail the banks out, like we saw in Cyprus earlier this year with the bail-in. And they were using it to economically sabotage not just the government, but individuals. And then, of course, the government ended up doing the right thing, arresting the government ministers that were involved in the foreign banking takeover and refusing to pay the debt that was not theirs. And now we're 3 years later. So the model of defeating these people is what Iceland did. And they stood up against the U.S., British government, European, EU systems as well, who were going to bankrupt and loot that country by signing the people on to their system. Now, the story is up on Infowars.com right now. And Paul Watson is there breaking it down. The feds have put up a national grid. The feds have deployed a national spy system of microphones to record conversations. Hidden in plain sight, the next level of NSA snooping will detect dissent via ubiquitous audio sensors. So this is beyond 1984. It is a total criminal plan. And this article by Paul Watson takes the admissions that they're putting up a network of fake streetlights, fake transformers, you name it, that literally listen to you as you walk down the street and record it and then add it to voice prints. I will break this down after our guest leaves us at the start of the next hour. This is a big, breaking, special report. If you want to know how deep the rabbit hole goes, I'm going to be breaking that down. But I want to ask all listeners to get this article. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And to get this article out to everyone you know so they understand that this is an investigative report. Because if we just take it like it's okay, they listen to us on the street, it's learned helplessness. It becomes just accepted. But if we fight back, then it boomerangs back on them and discredits them. So they want to just standardize this and acclimate us to accept it. Now, what else they want to do is use the IRS against real anti-war activists, against land rights activists, against Amish, against pro-life groups, against Tea Party, against anybody who's for liberty or common sense or justice. They don't want you active. They want you to do what you're told as a spectator. That's why the TSA has taken down websites, threatened to sue people, had Facebook censor parodies of them, censored our videos, censored other videos that exposed the TSA. Well, the NSA is the same, and a couple months ago, this was first reported by Ben Swan, investigative journalist. It's coming up in about 30 minutes, and then picked up a week and a half ago by Infowars.com when he filed suit, then picked up by CBS News, and Drudge put it out worldwide to be one of the top stories about a week ago. But free speech T-shirt maker threatened by NSA, DHS fights back with lawsuit, and he made two clear parodies of the NSA, the U.S. Department of Homeland Stupidity, and another one that said National Security Agency peeping while you're sleeping. The NSA, the only part of government that actually listens. Jay Leno made similar jokes about, we do have Big Brother, it's Big Bro. So this is a total surveillance prison grid, totally illegal, light years worse than 1984. And now they tried to threaten and shut down the artist, Dan McCall, who joins us. And he said, no, I'm going to continue, and I'm suing you. And now the publicity He's selling his T-shirts and items. We're going to make our own variants. We've had TSA ones before, but I'm going to make some NSA ones as well. We should all get in on the act. We're having a $10,000 contest to make videos exposing the NSA and TSA. That new contest is going, a new film contest as well. So we're fully getting behind the First Amendment here, because you either stand up and use the enemy's attack as a way to gain ground on them, or you roll over and die. LibertyManiacs.com. Is his website. He's an American artist, designer, and founder of the brand website, LibertyManiacs.com, and a design business. So evil free speech entrepreneur. He is currently being demonized and attacked by the NSA, so he's fighting back. And he joins us right now. Sir, thank you for coming on with us.
Well, thanks so much for having me on, Alex. I really appreciate it. It's great to talk to you and your listeners, and yeah, it's been an interesting few weeks here, to say the least.
To say the least. So tell us about how all this began, how they threatened you, and I'm guessing, but I would imagine you're selling 100 times more stuff than you were previously.
Definitely. I've learned of something they call the Streisand effect. I'm still not sure what exactly where that comes from. I take it as something that Barbara Streisand wanted to originally take down off the Internet, but the attention that brought of her action trying to do that caused it to be much more of a sensation than it actually was. So that's definitely been a factor here, and it's kind of in a way almost turned into a sort of art form in and of itself. Almost, I guess I'd call it performance art. The way that the NSA and the DHS has reacted to the original parody that started a while back, but I learned of it this summer. So. Originally, it started 2 days after the Snowden revelations had come out. I think the heroic work that Glenn Greenwald had done to expose this with the leaks from Edward Snowden had come out. And days after that, especially when I found out that it was Glenn Greenwald that had done it and some of the information was starting to come out, I decided to kind of take a stab at this subject. I was enraged, like a lot of people were, I think. Not enough people at the time, I think, but I think that's a growing demographic of people that are not only angry about what the NSA has been doing, but as you just reported, sounds like they're planning on doing as well. So I, like you said, I created this parody, and it was basically sort of the classic sort of parody that I've done over the years, over the 10 years that I've done Liberty Maniacs. And it was basically take their logo and flip it on itself, make them the butt of the joke by using their own imagery, something that you see, classically done as a parody from Mad Magazine to everything else. I'm sure some of your shirts and stuff like that do very similar things and have over the years. So, it's not a design coup anyways. I've said that many times, but it's something
you
that,
are a great designer, because you come up with a unique, very striking ways you do it. So the issue is, for those that don't know, free speech is protected, obviously, but political speech and lampooning is the highest level. Having a media operation, dealing with this for 18 years, I've had to learn the law. This is the most protected speech when it's political, when it's a parody. It's the highest level of protection. And here they are trying to shut you down. And it's an example of how, if you mildly criticize Obamacare on Twitter or Facebook, they'll suspend or delete your account. It shows a reign of authoritarian terror.
It's truly frightening. The fact that days after, the very day that I placed my parody up for sale, just hours afterwards, I was notified by the seller, by the actual manufacturer, that I wasn't allowed to do it. And when I finally looked into the matter, I had learned that they had been contacted by the NSA, and then later found out that DHS, actually 2 years prior, they were acting on letters of cease and desist that were issued 2 years prior in 2011. And it sort of red flagged my account, even though I had been very close partners with them over the years. And so that they were immediately taken down. It took our lawyers and we work with Public Citizen I'm working with to sort of, and they've been doing a great work, try to expose what's going on and get to the bottom of it. It took a lot of work to
That's
try
right.
to find
so,
out.
So this is torturous interference, where behind the scenes they're trying to sabotage your connections. We've had that happen to us many times, but the companies are always so scared, they just say, look, I can't work with you, Homeland Security. So it just shows what criminals these people are. Stay there. Folks, this is torturous interference. It's criminal racketeering. where a group of people get together and threaten things to shut down your free speech, to shut down your business. This is the essence of Soviet-style tyranny. The Nazis did this as well, as you know. I mean, it is unbelievable. So he's suing them, major civil rights violation, unbelievable. Most folks are scared and won't speak out.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we are proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of style and sizes for any occasion. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets. Use promo code Liberty to receive a 15% discount at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Dan McCall learned that his longtime suppliers couldn't produce T-shirts for him because Homeland Security and the NSA had been threatening them with cease and desist letters. And this is what they do. Parodies like All Your Data Agency, you know, we're spying on you, stuff like that that's totally clear. It's like T-shirts that say CIA, Cocaine Importation Agency. This is the most protected art is political art. But getting back to Dan McCall, Dan, roll through then how you had to discover it and what's happened since and what your suit is up to.
Yeah, so like I said before, just hours after I put up the NSA parody, I learned that I'd been taken down. After about a week or so of kind of poking at the company to see what happened, there definitely was a silencing effect, because after working with them for over 5 years, it was like hitting a brick wall of silence. So I knew something was up. There was a red flag that something's going on. But I also knew that that I had to get to the bottom of it to find out what's going on, because this is a huge portion of what I do as an artist and as a designer and as a small business person. So we looked into it. I finally was able to – I got in contact, like you said, with Ben Swan, and he did an expose on it on his media program that sort of highlighted what had gone on as far as I understood at the point. Then Public Citizen contacted me and offered help to kind of look into it, because as you said, it seems as though this could be a possibly important civil rights case if they're impinging upon what is the most important aspect of the First Amendment, which is to criticize the government. And so we looked into it, and the rabbit hole got a little deeper. The company was very resistant to even give us any information, and since hasn't, because they've been so scared and bullied, they haven't even issued us the original cease and desist letters stating that those are confidential. They don't see a reason why they should do it. They were able to dictate word for word what those letters were, so we were able to sort of formulate the case and decide whether or not this is a practical matter to bring to court, and if that's sort of a court remedy is something that we were going to go ahead with. After finding out about it, we and what the actual designs and parodies and art that they were using their statues to try to silence and criminalize in this case, there was no choice in the matter. It was definitely a case where we had to press the issue. We had to clarify what the law is in this case and try to overturn, and that's what this case is kind of about, overturn those aspects, those statutes that are completely incompatible with the First Amendment, and make sure that not only these parodies are not criminalized, but that anyone else, whether they're making a joke as a comedian or as you're doing, in the radio, if you're making a parody, if you're selling shirts, anyone, that there's a clear path, and we know exactly what fair use is, and that we challenge the very idea that these government agencies could brand themselves, own the things like their seal, and like you may have read, the NSA is claiming that to even use their seal or the letters NSA or National Security Agency, I have to ask permission to the director of the NSA to do that. That's absolutely, it's mind-boggling that they could actually make that case. So that's what I'm trying to do and move forward with, is to make sure that nothing like this ever happens again.
Well, it shows a culture of criminal activity. They're illegally spying on us. They're dialing into our cell phones, our computers. They've worked with Google, with the Google cars to go around grabbing everybody's data. And they're trying to just commit these crimes en masse to where they overwhelm us and set a new precedent through common law where possession is 9/10 of the law. So they overrun us. They get away with it so long. It sets a new standard. It's conscious. And so it also shows how behind the scenes they go around and shut down Twitter accounts that are criticizing Obamacare. They shut down letting us sell on Google Store, the Obama deception. They just told us point blank, Democrats don't like it, to where really it's a reign of terror where they get away with whatever they want. You are standing up and saying, no, I will lampoon the NSA. And so hopefully by you resisting, it shows others that it's not illegal to have parodies politically. I mean, look at, you open up the newspaper and they've got parodies of presidents and people. This goes back to the Greeks and before. And so this is really an amazing level of tyranny.
Yeah, it really is. It's a strange thing. I think there's a portion of this too where they think they can get away with this. And obviously, you have a large audience, and so when they're messing with you, I think it's just strange to me. But I think in this case, that when they're messing with a little guy, they're thinking that everyone's just going to lay down. And to some degree, we're seeing that. I mean, we're seeing people. There's another company that has my shirts up and is helping me market my shirts. But even now, they're a little bit, you know, it makes people nervous to go against the largest.
Yeah, listen, brother, we salute your courage. And I want to say this. If we all don't stand up, we're going to be enslaved. People should be afraid of not standing up. We salute you, sir. Thank you so much. We'll get an update soon.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, and I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
One ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
Coming up, when we start the third hour, I'm going to get into a national spy grid of microphones hidden in public places. And now the feds are trying to pressure businesses into wiring in, quote, with the local police department, in the Threat Fusion Center, your internal cameras and mics, so that they can control them and surveil everybody, not for our safety, but for the overall takeover of society. So we're going to be breaking that down coming up in the third hour. Then I'm going to get into your phone calls and a bunch of other news I haven't gotten to yet geopolitically on the Second Amendment front, some big developments there as well. We're going to go to Ben Swan here in a moment, award-winning journalist who's been breaking a lot of big stories dealing with the NSA and more. We'll get his take on that and then other stuff he's working on right now. But we only do this once a year in November. It always ends up stopping in early December because we end up selling out of the factories, ProPure, Pro-1, gravity-fed stainless steel filters. We went out, did 2 years of research, found the very best gravity-fed filter systems, the best filters, the best quality, the best customer service. We are the biggest distributor of these in the world. It's very simple. Why? We give 10% off the already lowest prices with promo code WATER. But by the time you go to Infowars.com or Infowarsstore.com, this is being changed and updated right now, there will be 20% off, and we've never gone that high. It's been 15 before. 20% off. We're selling more of these than ever. I've just decided to do this for our listeners because I want to cut the fluoride and the glyphosate and all the poison out of the water. This is the system that does it, annihilates the competition. There's a whole giant line. We have every one they produce. We've got the little pitcher systems that have it as well for as low as $59 or $54. Nobody can top that. It's all there. This is a cut above the rest. ProPure, Pro-1, InfowarsStore.com. 20% off with promo code WATER20. 20% off with promo code WATER20. And this will probably only run 2 weeks or so because we always end up selling out of everything they've got, even though it's a giant facility, and they've got to produce more. But they've done a production, an expanded production run, so this could probably run 2-3 weeks. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, and it funds our operation, WATER20, when you go to InfoWarsStore.com, you get 20% off the already lowest price. Now, on all the other water products, you put in promo code WATER, you get 10% off. That promo code is good for 10% off. WATER20 to get the 20% off. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And I told the crew last week, great crew back there. I said, we're going to do 20%. They said, great, we'll get it in the next few days. So this morning I said, is that ready? They're like, we'll get on it right now. So this will definitely get you the 20% because they'll now get flooded with calls, and that's the new promo code. On air, it's happening right now. Promo code WATER20. Briefly, more of this came in. We've got enough to go for a couple more weeks because we've expanded production of the proprietary, patented, one-of-a-kind atomic nation iodine made right here in the USA with kosher, certified, organic, highest certification of organic. And it is the most amazing health product I've ever promoted for what it does for your thyroid, your whole body, mental acuity, what it's done for myself. When I was told by my sources, a bunch of different experts that you've heard on air, that this was the one thing to go with, the big secret, I went with it, I tested it, I tried it, and now it is the most positively received product we've ever put out. And I take it twice a day, the recommended dosage. Talk to your medical provider before using it. And you may think, man, iodine, that tastes terrible. That's the regular iodine, folks. This is the unbonded, truly atomic iodine that I'm sad to say, it doesn't even annihilate the competition. The competition is not even the same universe. And it is your purchase of the products at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, that makes everything we do here possible. The whole media operation, the filmmaking, the magazine, the news sites, all of it. So we bring you the best products at the best price, double the strength, at half the cost of leading competitors. So we give you the best at the lowest price, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. And we have more of it in. We're now shipping it all out. So get your order in today for the Atomic Nation Iodine InfoWars Life Survival Shield, InfoWarsLife.com. All right. Now, I wanted to get Ben Swan back on the broadcast because he is the model of folks like Dylan Radigan, myself, and others, Matt Drudge, DrudgeReport.com, WorldNet Daily, you name it, that are the cutting edge of real media. And I don't care if you come from a liberal or conservative background. If you were a real journalist and just cover the real historical facts, you find out there's a revolution of tyranny coming down on us. And so he's won multiple Edward R. Murrow Awards and Lone Star Emmys. He went on to have a top show on Fox that became a national sensation just from his local Fox affiliate. And then he basically left there because they wanted him to only cover local stuff and basically put handcuffs on him. Same thing happened to me 16 years ago locally on radio. And since then, he's launched his own operation. And it's just very exciting because most media folks don't have other media people on to promote them. But I do, because if we don't defeat the New World Order, we don't have a future. So it's great to not be lonely out there. So it's why we got Ben Swan on with us. And Ben, there's a lot happening in the news I want to get your take on. But first off, getting into the NSA and their intimidation of the press, the war on the media, the Obama's war on the media, and now the war on political cartoonists, and the war on people criticizing the NSA, I mean, this really shows us that they would like to turn America into the old Soviet Union. Ben Swan.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everything the Soviets wanted but couldn't do because they were hamstrung by the lack of technology, it's what we're seeing in America today. And, you know, Alex, we talk about this all the time, as do you. It's not a left versus right issue. This is a liberty versus tyranny issue. And so what we're seeing around the country right now is this incredible crackdown, not just on whistleblowers, not just on journalists, but on anyone who is critical of this administration, critical of its policies, critical of government in general. You know, we've talked to this T-shirt maker who basically designed a parody of the NSA. It's a round logo, the NSA logo, and it says, "Peeping while you're sleeping." The NSA, the only government agency that actually listens, or only part of the government that actually listens. It's pretty clever, but it's a parody. And the NSA has gotten all those shirts pulled from marketplaces across the internet claiming it's trademark infringement. And it's nonsense. You know, one of the problems that we run into in America right now is that we have courts and we have laws and we have copyright law and trademark law already in existence. But what we find is that the NSA, the DHS, they don't want to use those avenues. Instead, they want to go around those avenues and instead just crack down on anyone they don't like, threaten, intimidate, scare, you know, businesses and business owners into compliance.
When I look at it, added to what I mentioned earlier, the admitted war on the press, the arresting of whistleblowers, the NSA spying on the press, I mean, this is a criminal group. I'm sorry. There's no other way to slice it. And they're building giant spy databases everywhere. And they just expect us to go along with it. But the good news is they tried to paint Snowden as a traitor. In all the polls, he's a hero. It looks like the sleeping giant is awakening. And they should understand that they're going to end up going to jail. And no amount of intimidation is going to save them.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right that, you know, this idea that they're ultimately going to be able to control what anyone says. We had a story up on BenSwan.com. I'm sure you guys saw it as well. Carol Costello from CNN saying that this administration threatens the jobs of any reporters who are even critical of the administration. And we see this happening everywhere. But I agree with you. You know, we talk about this all the time. Liberty is rising, right? And the whole idea that across the country, people are fed up with it. I mean, they're really sick and tired of what we're seeing right now in the country. They're not really sure, I think, what to do about it fully. And that's why, you know, programs like yours are so important, because I think you're giving people steps to take. Here are steps you can take, certainly with your dollar as a consumer, steps you can take in terms of going around mainstream media instead of allowing them to continue to be the gatekeeper, the propagandist. And so we're giving people opportunities to step forward and to do something about what they're seeing. And I think people are ready for it, more so than they've been in a number of generations in this country.
Where do you see the political landscape? You're a smart guy. You've got your finger on the pulse. You talk to a lot of people like I and others do. Do you see the landscape as being explosively awake right now and accelerating that process, or do you think that it's just too little too late?
No, I don't think it's too little too late. I think that more and more people are waking up. Look, go back 5 or 6 years ago, and I think the left-right paradigm has fallen apart so much, and I speak all over the country about this, and actually, Alex, I use InfoWars often to make the point that the story you all broke in terms of DHS and the
you know, shoring up all that ammo and buying up all that ammo. That was a story you guys broke, what, at least a year and a half before mainstream media would even touch it. They didn't touch it because they had the integrity to finally talk about it. They finally touched it because there was so much attention on the work that, you had done and InfoWars had done that they were forced to talk about it. And I think that's what we're seeing now is that, mainstream media, which has really, I think, tempered the pace of things, it distracted most Americans and, really much of the world as to what was going on, they've lost their standing. And through the internet and through alternative media, new media, the public is able to say, I'm just going to go around these guys, and they're getting really good information. I mean, a great example of that, I think, is what happened with Syria. I mean, here was a case where mainstream media played the same cards they played in 2003 with the war in Iraq. And then it was, you know, sites like yours, sites like mine, that are coming out and saying, wait a minute, hold off, because there's so much you're not being told. I mean, you tell me, Alex, when did you hear mainstream media ever talk about al-Nusra Front? Ever talk about al-Qaeda in Iraq? Ever talk about the fact that al-Nusra Front had sarin gas? They didn't talk about it. It was new media. It was guys like you and me who were talking about it. And, I think it is really a testament to how powerful new media has become that we did not go to war overtly with
Syria.
That's right.
In fact, so many people just always think we're the underdog and aren't ready for liberty to win. Liberty has won countless times in history when people believe in it and stand up. And if you look at the metrics of new media, real media, versus what I call state-run media, basically, or controlled media, they're dying, we're exploding across the board, and the White House regulations are said the only hope is to try to get us to infight with each other and to put out disinfo, but that isn't working anymore. And speaking of disinfo, what do you, as an award-winning journalist, an investigative reporter, call it when Obama comes out and says, I never said you could keep your plan under this bill? Or, and then he comes out and says, well, what I meant was unless the bill passed, and then that didn't work. So he goes, okay, I apologize. But his surrogates, the head of the Democratic Party, is in the news saying that no one's being kicked off. I got the video. No one's being kicked off, and it's not increasing rates on CNN. I mean, that level of bald-faced lying, and it's like they think they can still just get away with it. I'm watching them like an old barn burn down in front of me. And is it that they just can't stop, or are they so narcissistic they don't realize that they're butt naked and everybody sees their hand in the cookie jar? What's happening? Because the lying, it isn't just that, they've been caught lying now. The lies are more outrageous. What's happening?
Well, I agree with you. I think the lies are more outrageous, and I think it's a kind of a combination of factors. I think part of it is that we've reached a point because of the left-right paradigm in mainstream media. Those who go – listen, I have this theory that people do not go to media, most Americans do not, to get the truth. They go there to be validated in the belief system they already hold. So if you are already a supporter of the president, you're just going to run to media who's going to tell you that it's okay, he didn't mean that, it's being taken out of context. And look, he's so contrite and so willing to apologize. I mean, that shows what a great guy he is. And then if you, you know, don't like this president already, you're going to run to media who's going to tell you, no, he's a bad guy, he's a terrible person, he's just a liar, and you knew that already. So people are already divided on those levels. I think where new media has the opportunity and is winning is where we say, listen, I'm not interested in how you feel about this president or how you feel about his policies. What we want is accountability for statements that are made. Look, when a president says, these are the conditions by which I am guaranteeing, because that's what it was, when over 30 times you have said, if you like your doctor, you keep your doctor. If you like your plan, you will keep your plan. Over 30 times you have said this in public addresses.
And your rate's not going to go up, your rate's going to go down.
That's right. It was a guarantee. It was a guarantee to the American people that this will be the case. And when you come back and say, we have now forced the largest tax increase in American history, the largest overreach of government in American history, oops, sorry, I guess I was wrong. I guess that's okay, right? I think there's a certain informed group of Americans that's growing who says, you know what, forget about the politics of it. This is about right and wrong. It's about truth and a lie. It's about being deceived. It's about if you make me a guarantee and you don't keep it, I'm not going to be held to that. So I think that's what's shifting.
No, I agree. And Karl Rove famously told the New York Times and others at a cocktail party, he said, look, whoever's in government controls reality. We'll tell you up is down, down is up. We'll change the reality tomorrow. You'll do what you're told or you'll lose your job. That only works when you're in North Korea or the Jim Jones compound. When people finally wake up to the fact that it's a cult, it doesn't work. So I wouldn't call us left or right. We are the reality community.
That's right.
And we are the survival community and the dignity community and just want to be free. And it's not about labels. It's about, man, this country's in trouble. And so you're right, though. There's certain people that go to establishment Republican or establishment Democratic media just to hear their old version of establishment Kool-Aid, but that isn't working anymore.
I agree. I think the shift now, it's this growing segment that says, you know what, I'm done with that. Tired of it. I mean, it's all predictable now to me. And so instead they say, when there's a different voice that says, what you're being told is a lie, and here's why it's a lie. And what we want is accountability, and we want transparency, and it doesn't matter what side of the aisle this person is on, because we're going to go after all of them. I think that's what the American people have been waiting for, some of them, and for the increasing number of people who are waking up to that reality, I think that's where the shift is taking place. It's a very powerful thing.
You're right. And again, it shows the shift has happened, because in the past they would just deny they ever said that. Now, just because of things like YouTube and then your show, my show, and others who will show it, that's what the Pentagon said earlier this year about Drudge Report, drudgereport.com. They said, look, because of drudgereport.com and other sites like it, they will show what we said 1 month ago and show what we said today and show the lie. We can't do this anymore. And so it's not that we even are being journalists. We're going, the emperor is butt naked. You have lied to us, and no amount of bull is going to work. And I think that is what is going to bring them down. The question is, Ben Swan, when we come back, is how do you think the establishment is going to strike back? That's the big question. BenSwan.com is his website. You can follow him at Ben Swan on Twitter. Our site's InfoWars.com. You can follow me at Real Alex Jones.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, the evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terragenics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terragenics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terragenics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers.
Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today. We got Ben Swan with us in this segment and then 5 minutes of the next hour. Then I'm going to get into our big breaking news story that's up on Infowars.com today, dealing with microphones being put up nationwide. And we've proven that these gunshot detectors are really microphones that listen to you. Gunshot detector is just one program they have hooked into it, a total cover. And we have them admitting it in this article. That's what's big. That's what's breaking. And then in the article, we get into how the Kinect system on record scans your whole house and sends it back to Microsoft. It's beyond NSA. And we go through the Google microphones, all of it. Now, Ben Swan, investigative journalist, is our guest here. And Ben, talking to you here, you heard the question before the break. What is the establishment going to do now that they see the real media being reborn, filling the vacuum because the establishment media is completely sold out?
Right. Well, I think that we can expect a couple of things to happen. First of all, I would expect to see a big pushback to see CISPA and those kinds of bills, the SOPA, PIPA, ACTA, essentially they're intellectual property bills, as you know, which are designed to protect content on the internet. But those bills are a red herring. They're really designed to say we're going to shut down a lot of these blogs and alternative media sites that basically take, you know, content from national networks or from mainstream media, and they write articles about them and they show their clips. By doing that, you're able to shut down the entire site if even one piece of intellectual property that belongs to someone else is found on your site. So,
The NSA, and that's what the bills, for those that don't know, actually said. That's why they got shot down.
That's right.
Just like, oh, you made fun of the NSA in your cartoon in the magazine. We're going to shut you down now. It is a reign of terror. Go ahead.
Yeah, the other thing, though, keep an eye on is net neutrality, and that's a very important bill. Right now, net neutrality, that law, is going before a D.C. circuit court who is going to rule on it any day now. They are one step below the Supreme Court. But net neutrality, for folks who don't know what it is, essentially is a law that says that Internet providers like AT&T or Verizon or Comcast cannot simply discriminate against one website over another. They have to provide the same service to all of them. What I expect to see is that D.C. court will come back and say, you know what, net neutrality doesn't need to be here. We're going to do away with it. And they're going to do away with it, I suspect. And when they do, essentially, you're going to now allow these big conglomerates to be able to say, we're going to make it very difficult. So, for instance, if InfoWars is causing you problems, you go over to AT&T and Comcast, if you're the government, and you say, hey, listen, slow this guy down. And so they make it very
difficult.
We've
already had that happen. We've already, in Australia and England and Europe and at bus terminals, you name it, they just delist us and say that we're radical and bad, and you just can't go there, period.
Right. And that's what net neutrality will do. By removing net neutrality as law in the United States, you would essentially give these companies the ability to decide what people can see and what they can't see. It's a very, very dangerous bill. I obviously look at it from a news and information standpoint. Now, I see other people talking about it like, well, you know, this could actually make it difficult because it's a pay-to-play system that's being set up, and that's true. But I see it much more in the danger of being able to control information. I mean, that's what this whole fight is over. I mean, you guys use the logo as a war for your mind. Well, it really is. And in this case, it's a war for who's going to be able to put content out there. And that's what net neutrality is all about.
Well, Ben, I've been doing this 18 years, and all I've ever dealt with is this type of censorship and manipulation. So what you're saying is going to happen. They're already doing, as you know, they just want to actually have a law behind it.
That's right.
Instead of just doing it fraudulently, where, you know, most libraries block InfoWars as extremist, just because a government database said so. But again, once the genie is out of the bottle, I think it's already too late for them. Back in 60 seconds, I want to ask you that. Will this create a mass Streisand effect as they try to have a war on the new real media? Just like they tried to list Drudge as issuing viruses to delist it. This is what they did.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.